Hey y'all, I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. With summer fast upon us, you may be deciding whether you will continue your current schedule of podcast hosting and guesting, or if you'll change things up a bit, or perhaps just take a break altogether for the summer. There's no right or wrong answer. Thank God. And you get to do you. Yay! So with that in mind, I wanted to share a conversation on my friend Amy Debrick's podcast, Life on Purpose. Amy and I recorded this conversation this time last year to talk about savoring summer as a podcaster with ideas for repurposing content, airing solo episodes, and even collaborating with other podcasters for podcast guesting like Amy and I did. Now, before we get to it, I also wanted to point out something really cool. Back on episode 46, we talked about 9 ways podcast guesting builds your author platform, and one of the ways was it creates future content you can use, whether that's on your own podcast, on your blog, in a chapter of a future book, etc. And here I'm doing just that, y'all. A year later, using a conversation on someone else's podcast to serve you all now in a very timely manner. I pray this conversation with Amy is a blessing to you. So let's get to it.
Well, good morning, everyone. This morning, I'm super excited to talk to my friend, Kim Stewart. Kim is a podcast strategist. Well, first and foremost, she's become a really good friend. The bonus is she's also done wonders with my podcast, and she's just a genius in this space. So I'm excited to have her talk to you today. But Kim, before we talk about savoring the season of summer when it comes to your podcast, I want you to introduce yourself, talk a little bit about not just only your work, but also who you are and your family and all that great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Amy, for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And I am Kim Stewart, and I'm coming at you from Dallas, Texas, if you can't tell from my accent. I'm here with my husband of, I think it's 27 years this year. And I have 2 young adult sons. One of them is special needs, so that brings a little special touch to our family, and a very spoiled black lab lives with us as well. He's a rescue lab. So yeah, we have a very spoiled dog that lives with our family, and we are down here in the heat of the summer. So I wish kind of that I was up where Amy is up in New York, because I know it's at least a little bit cooler. But yeah, as Amy said, I'm a podcast strategist. I love everything about marketing. So if you are looking to market your books on podcast, then I'm your girl. And I'd love to talk to you about that, whether you're a host or a guest. I think podcasting is a fantastic way to market your book or any other services you have to offer.
Well, Kim's amazing at it. So definitely I'll have links to all of her stuff after this episode airs. But so today I wanted to, we're talking, you know, obviously this summer about savoring the season of summer. And I love talking about just the different aspects of not only what I'm doing, but what everybody else is doing and how they're approaching summer and how they're able to savor it. And so for you, Kim, as a, you know, podcast strategist, and for all the podcasts that are out there, you know, there's, you know, tons and tons of podcasts. You don't necessarily want to just put your podcast on hold in a season like this, but I think sometimes when we're prepping and preparing for summer and in a way that we want to savor it, we think, oh gosh, well, how am I going to continue on? You know, what if I don't have any guests to interview this summer, or whatever the case is? What would you say would be a good way for podcasters to keep going with their content, even if they want to take the summer break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a lot of what we're all asking ourselves for summer, as well as any other breaks, you know, throughout the year is first, I think you have to decide, like Amy's saying, most of us decide to continue on, but there are a lot of people that do take breaks, and just go easy on yourself. Like if that's what you want to do, then just take a break. And don't do anything with your podcast over the summer, but be sure and communicate it to your listeners. I'm just a big advocate for that. But, you know, and go easy on yourself no matter what direction you do, because I know I can beat myself up over it. I kind of get a plan in place, like I'm going to do all this stuff, you know, before the summer, and past it and hadn't been done. So I was like, okay, I'm just not going to beat myself up over it. I know I'm still going to show up for my listeners. It just might look a little bit different, but that's okay. And I know my listeners will be okay with that. So I think that's the first thing is just deciding, you know, are you going to take a true break? Like you're not going to do anything on your podcast, not have any episodes. And then just again, just communicate that and have a plan for coming back from it. But if you're like us, that you want to continue having episodes, whatever frequency you typically show up for your listeners, you know, you still want to show up, but you do want to savor the summer and have time with your family, but then still show up for your listeners. I think you just have to decide, is it going to look the same? And maybe you just kind of want to make it a little bit easier on yourself. And so there's lots of strategies for doing that. Maybe you want to change your frequency, or maybe you want to change your topics, like what Amy's doing. Like she interviews a lot of guests, but she's going to kind of change the format of, you know, having this summer series, which I absolutely love. I think that's such a fun idea because we're all talking about summer and it's in the midst of summer. But I think just, you know, being prepared for it. And again, like, do you want to change the frequency of it, or do you want to change your topics? And then just planning ahead, you know, to how to, you're going to make that happen.
Mm. That's great. And I love how you keep mentioning about letting your listeners know what your change is going to be, because then there's not that fear of, oh gosh, they're just going to not, you know, think that I'm around anymore or whatever the case is. They already know what the expectation is. Oh, she'll be back with new episodes in September or August 1st or whatever the case is. I think that's brilliant. Yeah. Also, what is your feeling on repurposing content, sharing episodes, old episodes over like weeks, summer weeks like that? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Does it matter? Or is it just good to keep something going?
Yeah, I think if you decide, okay, I'm going to keep something going, you know, I want to show up in my podcast player throughout the summer, then there's, you know, lots of ways you could do that. Like Amy said, you could re-air old episodes. Maybe you have some episodes that have been super popular, but you know, you have some new listeners as well. And maybe some listeners that have been around a long time, maybe they even missed the episode, or they just like to hear it again. And you could re-air those episodes. Now, I will say, I know I've done this on my own podcast, and I don't necessarily say it's a re-air. I just re-air it. But I usually change things up, and that's just my preference. You might just re-air the episode as it is and call it a re-air, or you might just pop it up there and maybe have like a new introduction to it because there's something you just want to mention. You know, this was previously recorded, but I wanted you to hear it for this reason. Over the summer. But yeah, I think re-airing, definitely you could repurpose. I've done that with some of mine where I have like taken bits and pieces of certain interviews and then popped it into one whole episode and just was like, hey, we're going to talk about this topic today. And here's what some of my past guests have said about it, or some tips that they've shared. So you could definitely do that too. There's so many ways you could do it. Like if you're going to re-air, or you're going to repurpose content, or you might just decide maybe you're going to do a different frequency. Like maybe you show up weekly, but now you're just going to be bi-weekly and you just want to tell your listeners, hey, we're only going to have episodes every 2 weeks. Or like what Amy's doing with this summer series, you know, maybe you decide, okay, I do want to keep showing up, but it's going to look a little different. So we're not going to talk about our typical topics. We're going to talk about something related to summer. Or you could pick, you know, any other topic to come up with. Like maybe you typically interview authors about their books, but maybe, you know, you want to show yourself and show a little behind the scenes of your, you know, you and your family. Like I know you've done that, Amy, with your family. It's so fun to get that behind the scenes peek at your host that you don't typically hear about in their normal sequence of episodes. And, you know, you could share some really fun summer hacks and talk about summer vacations, or, you know, books you're reading, podcasts you're listening to, because you know your podcast listeners are podcast listeners. They love discovering new shows. And so you could think like, okay, am I just going to like repurpose and re-air some content I already have in the bank? Or do I just want to do totally something different for the summer and come up with a new series? And, you know, just kind of thinking through that, what does that look like? And how much work is that going to take? And do you have that time in your calendar over the summer? Is that, you know, is that still possible for you to do while you savor the summer with your family?
So let me ask you, because I think that that's great. I love that. It almost reminds me when you were saying that, like when people do summer book reads, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe it's summer, you know, whether you're sharing books or maybe 1 week, or you're sharing podcast episodes, or you're sharing just lifestyle, something, whatever it is, you're just having that every week on the podcast for this, you know, the season that you're in. Let me ask you, kind of piggybacking off of that, when you're doing something like that, and this is for, you know, podcasters out there, and you're just tackling one topic. So let's say I'm going to do something on, these are the latest podcast episodes I've listened to, and this is what they talk about, and this is why I like it. what is the time frame for that? Like, and what I mean by that is, can it be a 10-minute podcast episode? Does it have to be 20 minutes? I think that's the other thing sometimes, especially with podcasting. Writing, you can get your words down, and it's depending on the person how long it takes them, obviously, to read it and how you're laying it out. But mm-hmm. podcasting, I feel like, is there something like tried and true, it has to be this? Because I think that's can also intimidate people who mm-hmm. maybe are lacking a little time in the summer to say, oh, I don't know if I have time to do, you know, 10, 30 minute recordings. Can you do those in 10 minutes? Is that acceptable? What is your feeling on that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer from day one. One of my podcast coaches always said to me was like, this is your show. Do it the way you want. Like you can do anything you want. You can be have short episodes, long episodes. You can change it up, have guests, have solo, you know, whatever you want to do with your show, as long as you're consistent with it and communicate with your listeners. And so that's what I just kind of think of, like the consistency is just showing up, like we're talking about, we're going to keep showing up for our listeners. That's consistency, you know, but it may not look the same over the summer. And I think we have to remember too, like our listeners' lives, they don't look the same over the summer. And so they too are trying to savor their summer. So we have to keep that in mind. Like we're trying to figure out what's easy on us as a host, but we have to also remember what's going to be easy for our listeners to consume over the summer. And so, you know, like if you have little ones at home over the summer that are out of school, you know, you're poolside. You may not be, you know, or you're at the playground or, you know, at the beach with your kids, and you may not have time to consume podcasts like you used to, you know, so you're looking for something super short, you know, you're just going to pop your earbuds in for like 5 or 10 minutes. So mm-hmm. we have to keep that in mind. And so I think that, yeah, we can be super flexible with our content, you know, and it makes it so much easier on us and so much easier on our listeners too. So I don't think there's like a right or wrong way to do it, you know, for sure. And I love like, you know, like doing kind of like a roundup of episodes. If you're just like, maybe you just want to introduce your listeners to a certain topic and you're like, I've covered this topic this many times on the episode and here's, you know, on the podcast and here's some episodes you could listen to. So it's almost like you're giving them a playlist, you know, to listen to when they have time. But yeah, we can make things so much shorter. I think we tend to go a little longer, you know, than we always need to, but especially if you're doing like a special something for the summer. I mean, we just don't have a ton of time, right? Typically. I mean, we may have, you know, we may be speaking to like professionals that work outside the home and maybe their listening behavior isn't changing, but it probably is, you know, over the summer too. So I just always think like, remember what your listeners are looking for, because that's your number one, right? You want to serve them best.
I love that. I didn't even think about that, but it almost could be created like a playlist of, you know,
this
is a topic and you're pulling from previous things that you've already recorded and just kind of presenting it in that way. And I think that that's kind of leads into my next question is, are there any podcast hacks? Maybe that's one of them that you were going to share for the summer for a podcaster. Any hacks that they should take advantage of? To me, that's a hack. And I think that's a
Yeah, it's a great, I mean, I think that's such a great idea. It's so easy on you. And again, it's going to be easy on your listeners. And then just, you know, back to what we were talking about, kind of figuring out your plan ahead of time, like how much time, you know, how many episodes do you want to put out if you're going to continue with your normal cycle or if you're going to change it, then, you know, what do you want those to be? Are they just going to be solo episodes? And I do want to encourage everybody, if you have a podcast that interviews guests, like that's your week in, week out routine, then I would encourage you maybe to think about over the summer to do some solo episodes. So again, that your audience can really get to know you as a host and your offers or your books, whatever, you know, services. It's just a great time to get to know you, because typically when we're interviewing guests, it's all about the guests, you know, so I would encourage people to think about that for their summer plan. But yeah, just, I mean, I think, you know, how many episodes do you want to have? And then what do you want those to look like? Are they going to be solo or interview? And then think about, you know, are they going to be the re-airs or do you want to come up with some new content like what we're talking about? These are things that you can, if you're taking advantage of what you already have in place, or maybe you're doing something new, but it's not something that's going to take a ton of your time. So I think kind of figuring out that plan ahead of time. And then, yeah, one of my favorite hacks is to batch ahead. And your listeners may have heard that before is, you know, just setting aside a time block first, because you have to have time to do it. And then batching some of the similar things you do. So like I like to, you know, batch outline my episodes, and then I'll sit down another time and batch record them. And then another time I'll batch edit them, because I edit myself. If I didn't already edit, because if I do them solo, I just edit as I go because it's so much easier for me. And you might batch, you know, your promotions together. So just taking time to do that. And I think, you know, again, with the summer, with our kids home, you know, that may not look the same. Like if you're used to being home 5 days a week and you're, you know, working from home and your kids are out of the house, then you may have a more of a looser recording schedule and, you know, editing and all that. But if they're going to be home, then you might have to find some other little pockets of time. And if you have all that kind of planned ahead of time, it's going to be so much easier just to sit down and batch it. But yeah, just think of all the ways you could just show up for your listeners really well, or also think about ways you can collaborate, like what we're doing today on an episode. Or you could even have somebody, if you know, especially another podcaster that you know does really well behind the mic, you could just have them show up and be the, you know, the guest for the day, or like a guest host for the day. You know, you see those like takeovers on social media. I think we should do that more on our podcast. I think it'd be super fun.
I think that would be awesome. And I already can think of one person, Kim Stewart, that could be a guest host on mine because you're so good at it. But no, I love that. And batching is my whole summer. Who are we kidding? At between writing and podcasting and just coaching stuff, I'm doing all of my final work actually as we're recording this for this week, because, you know, I'm not sure exactly when this is going to air, but right now we're still mid-June, and our school in New York goes to the end of June. So I'm still trying to batch everything that I want to not have to look at and pay attention to for the next few weeks following.
So your summer really hasn't even officially, quote unquote, started. Yeah. When you think about your kiddo that's at home. And I think that's so important to remember, like our listeners too have different schedules than us. Like we might be thinking, oh, my summer's kicked off, so I got to have this plan in place. But maybe your listeners haven't kicked off their summer. But I think all the ideas like that Amy and I've shared today are really good for any break, you know, that you come up on. Or if you just want to take a break and it's not a holiday kind of summer break or Christmas break, maybe you just want to take a break from your podcast and you can implement some of these ideas.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, Kim, before we jump off, what is one thing that you are planning on savoring this summer? I mean, I feel like I know, because Kim and I have a lot of similarities. We have a lot of similar interests. We have a similar favorite vacation spot, but I'm going to let you say it. What is the one thing you're savoring this summer with your family?
Yes, we are looking forward to savoring the end of summer. For us is in August, and we are going to be in Grand Cayman, which is our heaven on earth that we've been trying to get to for 4 years, and they've been closed down due to COVID. And so God willing, we'll be there in August to savor the last of our summer as a family.
Yes. Well, I am so jealous. I'm trying to still manipulate if it's possible. We went in February, but Kim and I found out that we both actually vacationed there in August, right around the exact same week, which was just like, you know, a total God thing in such a small world, and just another reason why we love each other. And so, yeah, so this is our dream, is to someday meet and savor it together. But yeah, but I'm thrilled for you and your family that you're going to be able to go. It was the same for us. We hadn't been since COVID. It had been almost 4 years, and it was worth it. It was worth it. So I'm excited for all of you. But thank you so much for being on. I always love the wisdom that you share, especially with podcasting. You know, and if anybody has any podcasting needs, I mean, Kim is definitely your gal. She is amazing with pitching and getting your podcast on other shows, and just always finding the great fit. So, you know, that's not an easy thing to do, but it is definitely Kim's niche. So I would fully take advantage of that. Thank you, Kim. I'm thrilled to talk to you today.
Oh, y'all, this was such a fun conversation with Amy, and I hope we sparked some ideas for you to savor your summer, whether you're a podcast host or guest, and whether you continue your typical schedule through the summer or you decide to take a little break. Remember, you do you. And if you missed it, my sweet friend Amy was also a guest here on the podcast on episode 101, and we talked about 4 ways to overcome your podcasting fears, both as a host and a guest. And I'll put a link in the show notes because, hey, if you've got some downtime this summer, you might want to work on those podcasting fears. Thanks for tuning in today, y'all. And as always, I'll be there for you next week to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.